Vectis Radio, the island's voice. Online, on the app, and on FM 104.6.
On the line, we should have James Metcalf. Hello, James.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I certainly can. So, how are you?
I'm not too bad, thank you. Just sat by it, down by a lovely canal in Belgium.
Oh, you're in Belgium now. Fabulous.
I am indeed.
Now, you started an epic walk, didn't you, on the 12th of April?
Yes, so I'm walking from Freshwater on the Isle of Wight all the way to Coburg in Germany.
Indeed.
711 miles.
Indeed. So, up until the end of today, how many miles will you have done?
So, today, I think I'm currently on 285 miles with 425 to go or something like that.
Gosh, that's fabulous. So, well done, you. So, how are the feet holding up?
The feet are holding up all right. Every day seems to be a different pain in a different part of the body, but at least it's moving around and not just staying in one place.
Absolutely.
Blisters seem fine, so yeah, hopefully the worst part was actually on the Isle of Wight with the blisters. So.
Oh, bless you. Well, that was the beginning, wasn't it?
Yes, it was, yeah. So.
Absolutely.
They've recovered and they're going well now.
Oh, that's great. I can hear little birds singing in the background where you are.
Yeah, so I'm just on the edge of a town called Lobes, and yeah, there's lots of wildlife that I've met all the way, and a lot of it's been along the canal, so seeing the different birds nesting and different youngling coming through is quite nice.
Fabulous. So, are you near the coast or are you well inland?
No, I'm well inland now. Yeah, probably, 150 miles from coast, I think, at the moment.
Wow. Well, it's certainly, the weather here today is really rather cloudy. How is it with you?
So, over the weekend, we've had thunderstorms. So it hasn't been too nice over the weekend. It keeps threatening to rain today, but it's holding off currently. It's still very warm, though, which is nice.
Oh, that's lovely. I'm so pleased to hear that. So you've only had to break out the wet weather gear a couple of times then?
Yeah, only a couple of times.
Oh, that's fabulous. Well, I hope you've got sun cream with you.
I've got plenty of sun cream. Having a ginger complexion, sun cream is essential.
Oh, absolutely. So yes. It's a great thing that you're doing. And are you on track?
So currently on track to finish on the 6th of June. We're currently, I think, on about £4,000 in total, including the gift aid. So hopefully that will rise up a little bit more by the time I get to Coburg. But I do have another 5 or 6 weeks to go. So.
That's fabulous. Now, you're doing this walk to push your limits, but also raise as much money as possible for two fabulous organisations. Do you want to tell us about those?
Yeah, if I can. The two charities that I'm doing it for is the Freshwater Independent Lifeboat, who obviously do fantastic work on the southwest side of the island. They're currently rebuilding the boathouse, so they need kind of funds, as much funds as possible to kind of keep building that, as it is independently run and they don't receive any money from the RNLI or anything like that. And then the other one is the Lumi Foundation, which helps kids with mitochondrial disease, which is basically the energy levels in your cells aren't replenished enough. So it can lead to all sorts of different diseases. But so my nephew's best friend currently suffers with that. So that's the reason why I'm doing it for them as well.
Two fabulous organisations that you're doing that for. Now, how can people donate to your worthy causes?
So if you can follow my Facebook page, which is Metcalf's Journey, and on there's a link to my Giving Wheel page, which then will split the money automatically between two charities. And then if any companies want to sponsor any of the costs as well, if they give me a message, then that will be much appreciated. But yeah, so follow the journeys, but also follow the different charities' Facebook pages and social medias, because they've got key essential updates on there.
Indeed, and you've got some fabulous photographs on there as well.
Yes, I'm trying to take as many photos as I can to keep people updated with what my journey looks like and how it's going, and hopefully show some people different parts of the Europe that don't necessarily get seen to.
Absolutely, and you do have, I must say, some absolutely fabulous birdsong.
Sorry, what was that?
Absolutely fabulous birdsong with you today.
Yes, I do. Yeah, it changes every day. But yes, it's fantastic here at the moment.
Well, we hope to speak to you next week at some point. And
yes,
it's great to hear that you're doing well.
Yes, thank you. And it's great to have a catch up with you.
Absolutely. So we'll speak to you next week, and I'll put the podcast up on our website for you and then on Facebook later.
Okay, fantastic. Thank
Take
you very
care.
Much.
Bye.
And you.